52,000 amazing students,
9,000 dedicated staff,
96 schools and programs, the largest and most diverse school district in Nebraska,
the Bunnies,
the Bison,
the Vikings,
the Bears,
the Wolverines,
the Huskies,
the Eagles,
OPS proud
and prepared for success.
We are
Omaha Public Schools.
Welcome to More Than Hashtags, the OPS Proud podcast. I'm Matthew Ray, your Omaha Public Schools superintendent. We're here to give you the inside scoop on what's happening as we chat with the amazing staff and students driving our progress.
I'm Mariah Nero. I'm a senior at Westview. I've been here all 3 years. I went to Davis Middle School.
I'm Tucker Ingram. I'm a senior at Westview. I've been here all 3 years. I was at Burke my freshman year. OPS through and through.
We're going to talk a little bit about AP Scholars. So if you can tell a little bit about what it means to be an AP Scholar and the recognition and the coursework that goes with it.
To be an AP Scholar, I think for me, it just means that I'm like capable of achieving more. You know, like I'm able to handle a harder course load. I'm able to just do more, like my capability and like what I know that I can achieve is higher than what I thought it was. Just makes me feel more accomplished.
To be an AP Scholar, it's like a real indication that I'm understanding and I'm actually exceeding the expectations set.
So describe a little bit about the coursework, what you have to do in order to be an AP Scholar.
There's normal classes, there's honors, and there's AP. It's like faster paced, there's more volume of work, and the concepts are higher level traditionally. That it is actually a college curriculum and it's different than a traditional high school student. So you're learning what people in college would learn or similar.
So how does this set you up for future college plans?
For every AP class, AP test, or if it's dual enrolled, whenever you pass that, if you get a high enough like number grade on that, you get that credit for college now and you don't have to take that class, or you already have that credit like for your college transcript. So you're saving thousands of dollars every time you pass that test, but it really prepares you for college because of the higher course load, and it actually helps me at least like get used to, oh, this is a lot. There's gonna be a constant flow of information going to my brain and I have to remember it all.
So freshmen, they'll go soon to open houses, then they'll have to go through school selection. What advice would you give an eighth grader who's picking their high school?
Yeah, my sister is in eighth grade at Davis. So, you know, I guess my advice to her would be at OPS, all of the different high schools have different pathways to choose from. And I would say to go wherever you think, like whatever school has the best pathway for you and what you want to do in the future, whatever's going to help you advance the most and has the most interest for you.
How did it feel when it was just the freshmen and sophomores? Because it was only the two classes. But did it feel odd that there was just this small group of, and I mean, you were the school leaders, you're still the, and then the following year, you were the school leaders, and then this year, you're the school leaders, so.
Coming out of freshman year, coming here, we had to step up and kind of be the seniors of the school. So, you know, we had to show the freshmen coming in how to act and, you know, how to walk in the hallways and not run, stupid stuff like that.
Yeah. It's amazing how many people still run in the
hall. I know.
Yeah.
It's been weird, but you get pushed into a lot more leadership opportunities that way. It's helped me because I've gotten so many experiences that I maybe wouldn't have at a school where there was like set foundations.
I mean, and think about that. How often can somebody be a first graduating class of a school?
Not very often.
It's not often at all. And Buena Vista will have that same, but this idea that you're the first graduating class of the school is doesn't happen. So thank you very much. Thank you for all you do. It was great talking with you both. I'm proud of the work you're doing. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Allison, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I've always been a student in OPS, and my main reason that I wanted to stay at Brick was because of the JROTC program. I wanted something to do after school, and I wanted something to be involved in. So I started showing up to all the activities, seeing what upperclassmen were doing and the staff members in JROTC, and they really inspired me. So I started working towards what I am now. Early on as a freshman, I decided that my senior year, I wanted to be battalion commander. I am battalion commander now. This award, Legion of Valor, is one of the goals I've been working towards for a long time and I've been thinking about and hoping to accomplish.
So the Legion of Valor is an amazing award. Tell more about how you got it, what work you had to do, what it means to you.
The award is about accomplishments in junior ROTC, academics, and volunteer work, like service. So kind of all the way throughout high school, I've just been working on building my resume, and it's helped a lot to get this award. In JROTC, I've done everything that I can to be involved. I've had 3 different staff positions throughout my time. My sophomore year, I was the ordnance NCO, and my job was to lead a group of cadets to just cleaning the ROTC area every Friday. And then my junior year, I was CSM, Command Sergeant Major, and my job was to lead and teach drill, color guard, saber team, and other drill and ceremony types of events. Sophomore year through this year, I've really worked on building up leadership experience. And my junior year, I taught and led the orienteering team, which is land navigation. I also commanded drill team, and I'm commanding drill team this year as well.
What does it mean to you as an individual going through this path, the academic excellence? What do you have to achieve? What's the criteria?
So it's kind of hard to keep a balance between junior ROTC, other things I'm involved in outside of that, and keeping good grades and good academics. So this award really shows me the accomplishments I've made through having the balance that I have. So this is kind of like the cherry on top. It's
wraps up everything that you've done, right?
Yes.
Well, I'm truly amazed at everything that you've done. Thank you very much. And you are what we're proud of every day. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, I'm Grace Lewis, and I'm in public health, and I play volleyball here.
At what high school?
Northwest.
All right, perfect.
Omaha Northwest.
Oh, okay. All right.
I started at Laura Dodge, and that was like my home school, and I was there until fifth grade, and I really appreciate my foundation. And then I went to Morton, and that was kind of COVID year, so I was only there for sixth grade, and then I went to online school for seventh and eighth. And now I'm at Northwest. I picked Northwest for the pathways, but also for volleyball and the volleyball coaches. I'm very close with Dr. Jackson too. She was my principal at Morton.
Oh, sure.
Yep.
That makes sense.
So kind of followed everyone here. I just have a good community here and I love it here.
I want to go back a little bit. How do you go from that online experience to a freshman year and then jumping back into volleyball?
School was hard to begin with because you're with a ton of kids now. You can't control anything that happens anymore. The teachers were really good here for me. Those teachers kind of like really helped us slowly ease back in. So we did a lot of assignments online and it was more independent to start. And then we kind of worked back into group work. And I was really thankful for that because I just got used to just doing everything on my own. I'm fine with that. And then going back into group work really helped me because then I realized, oh, I might do more with group work and group intel. But I'm in senior council, schedule everything for seniors. We fundraise for everything. That's really helped a lot too, because now I also know a lot more seniors in my class. And I think I've learned a lot more independent skills, just like adult skills from being in senior council, because since I'm the treasurer, I kind of had to like budget, finances, like kind of figured out how to do all that.
You have some titles connected to your volleyball. So what titles have you received?
So for beach volleyball, I have four state titles for beach, which is just 2v2. For indoor, I have two national titles. 11 of us girls went to nationals and won, which that was pretty thrilling experience. I made all-state third team last year. And I'm like the only OPS kid who did that.
I mean, I have a ribbon from T-ball. So, I mean, those accomplishments are just incredible. So how do you balance everything?
A lot of communicating, calendars, a lot of emails.
When you started at ninth grade, you probably met with a counselor.
Yes.
Initially. And that counselor, tell me about that initial freshman meeting with a counselor and pathing the whole 4 years.
So you meet with a counselor here and they give you a plan. They're like, what do you want to do in life? I didn't know if I wanted to go into law. I didn't know if I wanted to go into health, but I kind of told her what I like to do. I like to help people. I like to interact with people. I like talking to people. And so she helped me just narrow down what I liked and then choose a pathway with the things that I'm good at and what I like. I ultimately was like, I don't really want to be an EMT. I don't do broken bones, blood every, yeah. That's not really my thing. Mm-hmm. So I just went to public health and it's been great. Learned a lot.
We're going to get close to high school selection time for incoming freshmen, a couple months away. What advice would you give when they're trying to decide what high school to pick?
Know your, like, what you want to do. So like I know Benson has like pretty much an entire health center in their school. So like if you really want to focus in on nursing or you really want to focus on being a doctor, know the pathways because that will really help you in the long run.
There's so many great kids in the Omaha Public Schools, and that's the reason for this podcast is to highlight why we're so proud. And this, you're a perfect example of why we're hashtag OPS proud, but more than hashtag. So thank you.
You're welcome.
More than hashtags, the OPS Proud podcast is produced by Omaha Public Radio. Looking for more information on this episode? Visit KIOS.org and search for More Than Hashtags.
OPS Proud.
OPS Proud and prepared for success.
We are
Omaha Public Schools.